Azor was zechenish was abachi chazal shagadu v'am Yehudim zechenish Eivin daf tazvav. Lechi was put at the entrance of a malvi, but was not put there for the purpose of being a lechi. Abaye says that still has the status of a lechi. Rava says it is not an effective lechi. If he did not intend to rely on it as a lechi at the onset of Shabbos and on Shabbos, he needs it as a lechi to permit him carrying in the malvi. All agree you cannot use it as a lechi. Makalikas is where he relied on it as a lechi at the onset of Shabbos. Abaye says it functions as a lechi, and Rava says it does not because initially it wasn't put there as a lechi. Where I felt the same way they argue a lechi, they argue the same way when it comes to a wall that wasn't initially put there to be as a wall. Based on that, the Gemara brings a series of attempted proofs or questions. First, the Mishnah says if someone makes a sukkah using trees as its wall, it's a valid sukkah. We see that they're considered to be walls, even though they weren't put there with the intent to be a wall. The Gemara says we're discussing whether the trees were actually planted with the purpose of using them as a wall. The Chiddush is that we're not concerned he may come to use the trees on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks if the corner boards enclosing the area around the well are made of an existing tree, a gate, or a wall of reeds, it's considered to be a good corner board. We see that existing tree or row of reeds are considered to be a wall. The Gemara says here too we're discussing whether they were planted for that purpose. The Chiddush is that if the reeds are spaced less than 3 tefachim apart, they're considered to be a solid wall. Whereas a tree whose branches project out and then down and reach to within 3 tefachim of the ground create an enclosure which permit one to carry on Shabbos. So again, you see, even though it wasn't intended for that, it's considered to be walls. Where it says here too, it was planted for this purpose. Still, he may only carry in the area if it's less than 2 beisah, because it was planted primarily for the use of outside the area. That's what usually the things are made for, and therefore it's limited to this size. Right? So if someone makes his Shabbos residence on a mound that is 10 tefachim high in between 4 square amas and 2 beisah in an area, or in a depression in a rock, which has those type of that they're just deep 10 tefachim between 4 amas and 2 beisah, or in a clearing in a field of grain between 4 square amas and 2 beisah, or in a clearing surrounded by grain which is 10 tefachim high, these areas are considered to be walled, and he may therefore carry in the area and walk beyond them up to 2,000 amas. Now, a mound and a depression are not made to act as walls. Where it says all agree that a wall not made to be used as a wall is still considered to be a wall. They only argue with regard to a lechi. Abaye says the purpose of a lechi is to act as a wall, and therefore, just like a wall, a lechi that wasn't placed there for the purpose of acting a lechi is still a lechi. Rava says the purpose of a lechi is a reminder, is a heck, and if it wasn't placed there to act as a lechi, therefore it doesn't serve as a reminder. Marius Braises says that if bricks protrude out of the side of the wall into the entranceway and these bricks are less than 3 tefachim apart, they can act as a lechi. So you see that even though they weren't intended to be put there as a lechi, it still acts as a lechi. Marius says we're discussing a case where they were initially put there to act as a lechi. The chiddush is that one may think the person put them to allow for future building. The Braises teaches that's a good lechi. Marius Braises taught Baruch Hia says that a mavi wall that's indented either facing inside the mavi or outside the mavi, it acts as a lechi, even though it seemed that it was not made to act as a lechi initially. The Marius too, it was constructed initially to act as a lechi. The chiddush is that even when it's only noticeable on the outside, but in the inside it's not noticeable, still it's a good lechi. Marius, it was a case of Rav was sitting in a mavi and asked his attendant for water. The lechi then fell down, and Rav instructed the attendant to stop carrying her. When he asked, why can't we just rely on the tree that stood at the entrance of the mavi? Rav replied, we didn't rely on that on the onset on Shabbos, and therefore we can't rely on it now either. It seems that if he had relied, it would be a good lechi, even though that was something that was there, not put there as a lechi. So with the Chayyot Zeraya, the Marsha says we can't say that Abaye and Rava only argue in a case where one did not rely on it from before Shabbos, but if one did, all would agree that it would be a good lechi, because we find that Abaye and Rava argued about a pole at the entrance of a certain mavi that was not placed there to act as a lechi. In that case, they certainly relied on it before Shabbos, and still they argued. Zok the Mishnah, a lechi may be made of anything, including a live object, even an animal. Or Meis says a live object may not be used. A live object which is over a mace becomes a cover to the mace and becomes tummy through that. Or Meis says the object remains tar. We may write a get on live objects. Rabbi Yosef Lee says such a get would be puzzled. Where Bryce says, or Meir says, a living object may not be used as a wall for a sukkah, as a lechi for a mavi, or as a corner border to enclose a well. If it acts as a cover over a mace, it does not become tameh. They said in the Rabbi Yosef Lili that one may also not write a get on them. What's the svar behind Rabbi Yosef Lili's psak? Marissa, the pasuk says, regarding a get, says safer. One would think that would only be written on cloth. The pasuk therefore says, because of law, which teaches it can be written on anything. If so, what the word safer come to exclude? It comes to exclude writing the get on a live object or on food. Rabbanan say the pasuk doesn't say bas safer in a safer, which would suggest like this drush. The pasuk says safer, which teaches that the get must be written in a way that makes a separation between a husband and a wife. The Rabbanan use the word the cost of the teacher that divorce may only take place via a written document, not via money. We would think it's just like marriage can come into being through giving either a document or money. So through a heker, we said the same thing with a get. That's why we have to teach it only a sefer, not through money. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns this out from the pasuk of sefer krisis. Only a document can make the divorce. Rabbanan used the word krisis to teach that it must be a document that fully severs a relationship. It can't be in a condition that obligates the woman to do something or not to do something forever. Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that from the fact that the pasuk says krisus when it could have said karis. The Rabbanan don't darshan these extra karis krisus. The mission of the caravan that was in camp for Shabbos may make a 10 tefachim high wall around them out of the equipment of the animals, and they may carry within that area as long as the empty spaces don't exceed the walled areas. Any space that is 10 amas wide or less is permitted because it's considered to be an entranceway. If an opening is more than 10 amas, it will prohibit carrying in the encampment. Tomorrow, in the case where the walled area equals the open area, Rav Papa said it's mutter to carry in the entire enclosure. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't leave most of the enclosure open. And Rav Huna, the braider of Yeshua, says it's usher because Hashem told Moshe, fence in most of the enclosure. The Gemara Mishnah says as long as the empty spaces don't exceed the walled areas, it seems that if they are equal, it's okay. The Gemara says the inference should be that if the walled areas are more than the empty spaces, it's mutter. In fact, tomorrow, then the Mishnah should have said that if they're equal, it's usher. This remains a kasha. Or yes, the Mishnah says if someone covers a sukkah with schach, that's puzzle. And if he leaves space in between these pieces equal to these pieces and fills those space with kosher schach, it's a kosher sukkah. We see that an amount equal is good enough. Or it says the Mishnah is discussing where enough room is left for the pieces to equal to the size of the puzzle schach, plus room is left to be able to maneuver the schach. And that's therefore when it's filled with kosher schach, it's actually more kosher than puzzle. Where it's possible for it to be exactly the same amount of space. Or it says, Rav Ami says, we're talking about where he purposely made the spaces larger than the puzzle schach. Rava says, the Mishnah is discussing where he places the kosher schach on top of and perpendicular to the puzzle schach, therefore to fill the gaps, there's more kosher than puzzle schach. Maria Sabrice says a caravan that's in camping for Shabbos and surrounds itself with camels or equipment must make sure that the empty spaces are not equal to the animals or equipment surrounding the encampment. The Maria says the Brisa meant to prohibit leaving spaces equal to the animals or equipment plus extra space to allow movement in and out. It's prohibited because there is more empty space than closed space.